outgoing Governor John Kasich says he'll work with GM's leaders to see if anything can be done to save the plant, and if not, he says the estimated 2,500 employees will be directed to a center that will help them find new work. Incoming Governor Mike DeWine says he plans to attend the Detroit Auto Show in January to make an in-person case to GM about the importance of keeping that plant operating. Republican U.S. Senator Rob Portman says he's frustrated with the decision, especially after urging GM leaders to provide new opportunities for Lordstown workers. Democratic U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown blasted GM, calling it corporate greed, for closing the plant while taking advantage of new massive tax breaks. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.